It is noon. It's Monday. It's time again for another edition of the Lunch Special right here on KZSU Stanford. Birds of a feather, and no one can do any better, but it's always too early. It's always too early, too quick. Aren't through the ages continues to fill up the pages, but it's always too early, too quick. It's always too early. And welcome to another edition of the Lunch Special here on KZSU. And today, a local celebrity of sorts with a major Stanford connection, Rebecca Saunders from the Community Media Center. As a matter of fact, she's programming manager of the Mid-Peninsula Community Media Center right here in Palo Alto. And welcome to KZSU, Becky.
Thank you, Bert. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you. We had one of your coworkers on about a month and a half ago, and he kind of hipped us to you. And you have a very interesting Stanford connection in your past, your husband.
That's right. We lived back east, and he did a kind of a bait and switch on me. I thought I was marrying a performing musician, et cetera. Teacher, and then he decided to get interested in the engineering and the science of music, so he came out here to Stanford to get a PhD, and then we stayed. We fell in love. It's great out here.
It's good to be in love if you're married.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're in love with, we're all right. We're in love with each other and with the area as well.
Now, you brought some very unique music today, and one of the things is you're connected with a show. You and your husband produce a show over at the Media Center. Speak about that a little bit.
Oh, well, thank you. It's called American Songwriter, where we interview local artists performing original music. Some of them are, most of them are not signed, and often they're not even really recording yet, and it's a real pleasure. We've done about 27 episodes.
Have you brought some of that music today?
Yes, we have.
So, who was that we just heard from?
Well, we just heard Victoria Van Dyne, and she's actually not really recording much, but she's written a lot of music, and I've heard her play quite a bit. And she does a really, I would say, stripped-down, found sound where she just kind of bangs on stuff and maybe whistles and plays maybe the dog collar, and it brings a lot. And I kind of like that sound. So today I'm kind of going to be moving it from, say, kind of a stripped down sound to more rocking, just kind of a gradations of music like that.
You are seriously involved in music. You got the lingo down. I could just tell by the way you speak.
Well, I'm a total fan, and I'm also a songwriter as well. What can I say? You know, I'm into it.
Have you been published?
No, I'm working on that.
Okay,
but thank you.
What do we got coming up, Becky?
Well, we're going to hear another really short one by Victoria Van Dyne called "Sun and the Moon."
He's the sun unto her moon. His streaming rays mark her subtle glow as he approaches noon. The capricious way in which he moves brings her fading self into a noose. Reasonable as he learns to persist no more in adapting her twist to his terms. they walk their faded routes, where eyes meet but never close, perpetually as they cross. They try to stop, but fate never gathers moss. Never will they meet, for each follows a separate beat. Their drumming hearts beneath their feet. Never have they met, for duty throws a guessing net. And while one darns the other sex, and while one darns the other sex, and while one darns the other sex.
KZSU's Lunch Special. You can catch it online, too. It's archived at Radio 4 All, the number 4 All, every show. Check it out. We're here today with the programming manager of the Mid-Peninsula Community Media Center, Rebecca Becky Saunders.
Yes, thank you.
And with a real Stanford connection, too. We're going to get your husband on, not next week, but next for sure.
All right.
That was some amazing music from Palo Alto.
That's right. That was Dorothy Wood and Neva Hauser. They're both gun grads. They perform as Sugary in the Shakedown. Dorothy writes her original music, and that song I love because it's homage to the tree that gave her her guitar. And it's just a great little song.
Meaning she was praising the tree,
right.
The wood that where the guitar came from.
She loves her guitar so much, and it got her, and it just tripped her out thinking about.
She was thanking the tree for giving it up. Wow,
so,
what
yeah.
a trip!
So anyway, they're just great. Those girls are just super talented.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
Music is a real big part of your life, isn't it?
Yeah, and in fact, Dorothy and Neva were the very first ever guests on American Songwriter, so I have a real special place in my heart for them.
How long has that show been being produced? Going on?
About 3 years.
Yeah. And you and your husband are the producers of it?
That's right. I'm the host and he directs and yeah.
So you get to host. That must
oh, yeah.
be great. So you bring on a different songwriter. Is this a weekly show?
No, it's used to be monthly, and it's about maybe lately it's been about 3 or 4 times a year. I have to be honest, we've kind of slacked off, but I want to get back to it now.
Is it like one artist per show or more artists?
Usually one artist per show.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And a half an hour?
Half an hour. They can play 5 songs and we do a little yakety-yak.
And there's a... You're so professional.
Very professional.
Is there a... You are in cable access, I could tell. Is it... You are on TV, I could tell. Is there a current show running now?
Currently, I think it's the Kenny Neal show that's running. Yeah.
Who's a friend of KZSU? He's been on here before.
He's Palo Alto based right now. Of course, he's from Louisiana, but maybe we have a little time. We'll listen to one of his songs.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
What do we got up next, Becky?
Well, we're going to hear a little number called Devotion by the Soft Stories.
decide that you are on the way on out the door, looking for more, and what's in store we cannot say. Walk for miles, pretend to smile, I'm in denial. Every day I'm on my knees, I'll swim the seas, hear my pleas, but you can't stay. 'Cause I know you're leaving soon. And I'll be back here digging myself into and waiting for the flowers on Mount St. Helens. The great blue sea where the birds are free and drifting in the wind that blows, when we walk the roads where no one goes, and hope we won't be here to start a fight that lasts all night and have to make it right again. With the sun we'll know we're done, we'll know there's no way we're in. 'Cause I know you got a lot to do. And I'll be back here digging myself into. And waiting for the flowers on Mount St. Helens to bloom. And I'll send you down the road. And the dusty trails, I'll tell the tales of how we met on a freezing day beneath the gray. Was astray and I was wet. We've come too far, we're in our hearts, and if we part, we won't forget. Chase your dreams, I know it seems it could redeem all your regrets. 'Cause I know. For the flowers on Mount St. Helens to bloom. Yeah, I'm waiting for the flowers on Mount St. Helens to bloom.
Wonderful, refreshing music on Monday afternoon. Out here on the edge of the Western world with the programming manager of the Mid-Peninsula Community Media Center, Rebecca Becky Saunders.
Right.
You brought some amazing music. I am just overwhelmed here. And that was Brad.
That's right. That's my coworker, Brad Sansenbacher. In fact, he got me the gig today. Thank you very much, Brad. Shout out to you.
He was a guest on the show about a month and a half ago, and we were extremely impressed with him.
Well, he's the youth services coordinator at the Media Center. He does a lot of great work with youth. Plus, he's an awesome musician. And you can tell right now, perhaps, he's got a little bit of the Dylan thing going.
Yeah.
And, of course, he, like so many of us, idolized Dylan. And Brad's young, and I just know he's going to be producing a lot of great music for us. And I'm really interested to see how he grows it. Yeah.
Sure.
And then prior to that, we heard Soft Stories. That was a Nick Russo song, Devotion. And I just really like that breakout at the end. And these guys, Sloan Denton and Nick, just play some great music. And they're out in the East Bay. So, yeah, really good stuff.
You talk like a producer.
Oh, yeah, really? Oh,
you
fun.
Do. You do. Yeah. I could tell you're in the... It's not the biz. It's the you're in the creative end of it, because you talk like a creator.
Well, I'm a creator, but I'm also, I'm also an administrator too. I mean, I program 3 channels over at the Media Center, and we're looking for video content, local based, local grown video content. Get it to me, Becky at midpenmedia.org.
You know,
we're a nonprofit. It's all good.
We're close enough to the bottom of the hour, and I normally do this right at the bottom of the hour. Let's do it now while we got time.
Well, I'm sorry.
While we're talking, being the program manager at Mid Peninsula Community Media Center right here in Palo Alto. Speak about your role there a little bit. Besides producing the show with your husband, you did just mention you're looking for content.
Yeah.
How does that whole thing work? Let's fill the folks in a little bit on community media.
Well, it's a real honor to be able to do that. What we do over the Media Center is grassroots television. The faces that are on the screen there are the faces of our community. And we are affiliated with the Alliance for Community Media. There's like 3,000 of us out there all over America struggling for survival. We're nonprofit, and we put on the faces of the community so people can come in, take classes, get training, or if you already know how to do it, bring it to me. And we're just looking for anything that is has some kind of a community feel to it. It can be narrative. It can be documentary. My email is Becky, B-E-C-K-Y, at midpenmedia.org. That's M-I-D-P-E-N, media.org. Love to hear from you.
Do the same rules apply as on commercial media?
We are asked to adhere to broadcast standards, and we try to the best of our ability to do that. On the other hand, some local organizations will produce a program that would never, ever be shown on commercial television.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, you can hear it, you can see it, it's not that bad, but it's not, it's not commercial grade. So, bring it on, because that's what we're here for, and we'll help you make it better. We have classes and a training. It's a really awesome place to work. I really love working there.
Now,
great
as a
group of people.
As a program manager, is that kind of like our program director here who kind of maps out what the schedule is going to look like?
Indeed. And we have 5 stations, 2 of which are government-based, and you can watch local Menlo Park and Palo Alto City Council meetings on those. But the other 3, I have got to come up with content for, not me, but like I'm kind of responsible for, working it and trying to make it, coherent.
So are you the one that makes sure Democracy Now! Gets on the air?
That's right. And when I don't get it on the air, I do hear from some of my special friends. Sometimes it gets a little bit goofed up coming across the satellite feed, but yeah.
Your special friends?
Yeah, special friends.
There's some fanatics about that show, huh?
Yeah, and I would love to hear from people when they love what we're doing. And we do, but we do when we don't get it right, we do hear. So it's nice. We know people are watching us, which is great.
And do you ever have a community forum where folks can come on and just air it out?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, people can produce at almost no cost. You can, if you want to rage on the water quality or what's going on in the schools, talk to us. We'll set you up in the studio. You can get a half an hour. It's really reasonable. We just have to cover our costs so we don't go broke, basically.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Who originally paid for community media? For a long time, it was called cable access. And, I heard that it was the cable companies that were forced by law to set aside money to make sure that every community had that. But recently, in the last 10 years, it's been greatly diminished, right?
It's been so under attack because the laws were written at a time when media had a very narrow definition. And now, of course, it's just exploded.
Right.
And
broadband and all that.
And I think Comcast has got 500 lobbyists in Washington, one for everybody in Congress and the Senate. So,
uh-huh.
And we have the Alliance for Community Media, and they're working so hard to protect us. But, because we have these, we're on the low numbers. We're on Comcast 26 through 30. Those are very valuable numbers. By law, they can't take those away from us, but they're trying to.
Are they?
I understand that they are a business and they're trying to make it happen, but we have a right. Our people have got a right to have their faces right up there, too. So my boss, Andy Folger, has testified before Congress. I mean, she is just doing some serious heavy lifting. I mean, we're working really hard to keep it alive, but It's hard.
So you're still under attack.
Oh, yeah.
They'd love to take it away.
And they have many. We have lost so many have folded across the nation. It's just a real tragedy.
Yeah, that's what I heard. There used to be one up at Foothill College that serviced Cupertino and a couple other towns. And that went away. That disappeared.
Well, see, what happens is there's something called pass-through fees. And I don't want to belabor this, but you know, if you don't have the pass-through fees coming right to you from the cable company, if they have to go through the city or the township or the county first, sometimes the county can just, nope, and then you're gone. Your funding's gone. So we're very fortunate that our pass-through fees that help support our operations come right to us.
Is that what they're trying to take away?
They are. Well, they are trying to take that away on a national level. I think they are really trying to pull the rug out from access because, you know, we cost money. We cost them money and time. But that is sort of the price they have to pay for their monopoly of the airwaves. Come on. Give me a break. Okay, have I talked enough? I think I've talked enough. Thank you.
That was great. Well, just one more little comment. Have you guys ever decided to use your medium to get grassroots organizing going to help save your medium?
Yes. In fact, we carry a lot of programs that are produced by our sister stations about this very topic. We hold community forums in the studio and invite, you know, nationally known and locally known people. And Joe Simidian, he has been such a champion for us. We are just so grateful to our
congressman. He's our local state congressman, right?
That's right. And he is very loud when he sees us under attack, and he really gets it. So that's a shout out to Joe. We love that guy.
Very cool.
Yeah, okay.
Rebecca Becky Saunders, you're hearing from right now, and she's the programming manager of Mid-Peninsula Community Media Center. You could be involved. So all you got to do is email her. And what's your email again, Becky?
Becky, B-E-C-K-Y, at midpenmedia.org.
That's great. Now we got some more music for the folks, right?
Yeah, we're going to hear, this is a song that I wrote with my husband.
Whoa!
And we got Victoria Van Dyne to sing it. And this is the whole reason I'm here today, because it really clicked for us. We wrote it about 3 years ago for an invitation by Billy Liberatore at Gunn High School for original music for his kids to sing. And it was so well received, we went, I like this. And that's what started it. That's why I'm here, y'all.
Is this the first time it's been on the radio?
You betcha.
All right, we got the maiden voyage of, what's the song called?
Worth It. It's very stripped down. Listen to it.
swear I'll never buy you flowers. Love has found a way for hours, and we have found our way for days, and love should find a better way. I swear I'll never be on time, or listen to you as you mind, quiet as the day before. Now could happen evermore. If you would just lie, blame it on a passerby. Never have to wonder why. I will learn to fly. I found a bridge where I can try, and you can meet me on the shore. We could stare on the floor and dance until our feet lift off. We'll float around a dusty loft until the magic leaves our veins. Love can find a better way.
Becky Saunders picking the tunes from the Peninsula Community Media Center. And Becky, who was that we just heard from?
That was Luke Franks, and that was a song from his album, The Way We Ran, called Over, It's Over. And yeah, I saw Luke in the East Bay on the first time I saw him. I just was amazed. And then he came on the show. And yeah, it was a really great track. It's a really good album. So.
And the show, just in case folks just tuned in, you have a community media center show that you produce with your husband called American Songwriter.
Right. And you can listen. There's like a bunch of episodes. It's KeyLargoMusic.blip.tv. And that's our little music company, KeyLargoMusic.blip.tv. It's a company in name only, by the way.
Okay.
But yeah, we use that. That's our branding.
Okay.
For that. And next, we're going to like punch it up a little bit and hear some rockers. We're going to start with an East Bay band called Fighting the Villain. Great group of guys, Miguel Perez and Cisco Estrada, write the songs. And then Caitlin May plunks the lyrics down on top of the melody. So let's hear her song, Empty Handshakes.
Well, everybody knows I'm spineless. trench coat and a daisy, nobody notices. 'Cause I'm just another crack in the pavement that's wistful wear. So go crumbles in, I lose myself in apathy. Alcohol kills much faster than a broken heart. Get me out of Sunday morning nightmare, where the bed is empty and the TV stares. Get me out of this drunken noise town. They're a waste away and let you down. Ooh, 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 down. Ooh, 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 down. Ooh, 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 down.
Some local peninsula rock and roll for your listening pleasure here on KZSU's Lunch Special. Here with Rebecca Becky Saunders from the Community Media Center here in Palo Alto. Who was that, Becky?
Thanks, Bert. Yeah, that was Monsters Are Not Myths. They're out of South San Francisco. The lead singer is Evan Hamilton, and he and Nick Giordano write all the music. And they do corporate rebellion rock.
Wow.
Basically, I think everybody in the band has got a corporate job, and they're not really loving it. So, yeah.
Fight to power.
Those guys are great. And, yeah, and then right before that, of course, as I said, we heard Fighting the Villain out of the East Bay.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, and
We were talking off mic about the Media Center, and we were talking about not only your role over there and how long you've been involved, but how folks could get more involved,
yeah.
and how the fact that not as many people who should know about it.
Well, the market here is really a tough market because it's saturated. There's so much stuff for people to do, but there's not a lot of points of entry. There's a lot of places where people can go and pay money and see stuff. But young people who would like to, you know, get a chance to play some music at a live venue can definitely contact my colleague Brad Sansenbacher. He runs the youth services over there at the Media Center, brad@midpenmedia.org.
So there's a whole part of the Media Center that is involved with youth.
Yeah, and I got us back. I run the front end of something called the Sound Lounge, or it's these occasional live venue concerts in our gorgeous studio, and we stream them live over Facebook.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's fun, and it's for, you know, people in the minority.
Mm-hmm.
It's a place where young people can go and get some experience and just rock out if they want. And we've had metal, we've had, you know, the whole gamut. So, and then also I just want to tell people on August, if I could, August 17th, Wednesday, in the Media Center, we're launching a song competition with another nonprofit called West Coast Songwriters, westcoastsongwriters.org. We're going to have 20 people performing before three judges and getting feedback. And not live on the air. The feedback won't be live on the air, but we're hoping to take it live, maybe a 2.5-hour show.
Hmm.
So contact me, Becky, at Midpen Media to find out more, midpenmedia.org to find out more about that.
But, all right.
Yeah, I don't want to talk too much, though.
If you got a song or a band, for sure.
Yeah, original music, please. Yeah.
Well, when's your next show going to air?
I mean, the well, this West Coast Songwriter is going to be on
That's on the 17th. Is that the next time you'll be on?
Well, American Songwriter usually plays Wednesdays and Fridays on Channel 27 at 9 p.m.
Okay.
So you can catch some of these bands on that, and also on our Blip channel, keylargomusic.blip.tv, you can catch all the episodes of American Songwriter.
All right.
Bird, you're so kind. I mean, I'm shameless self-promotion.
No, you're kind for coming on. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you for your time. I know you're busy. You could get it all done if there was 8 of you, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I would love to get it all done. Yeah.
Who do we got coming up next?
Okay, well, this is a band that won Best Song through the West Coast Songwriters a couple of years ago, and they got representation through West Coast Songwriters. And these guys are coming out of Sacramento. Heroes Last Mission. These guys are fabulous.
I wish you could see the damage that you done to me. I think I might have put him to the test. You're quite the devastator. You want me down into a broken mess. Set me up, knock me down. Drug me up and down this town. I just need a chance to rip my head. Then you call me out of the blue. Say you wanna talk. I said there's nothing left to talk about. I wish you could see the damage that you done to me. Money is not pretty. Medication's such a mess. I'm just not worth the stress. I need something that won't go wrong. I need you gone. I need you gone. Confession, you want my sympathy out the door. You want reconciliation. I think you should have thought of that before. You rip my heart from my chest. Let emotion do the rest. I will never trust your love again. Cause you call me time and time again. Said I make the big mistake. I said yeah, giving you my heart to break. I wish you could see the damage that you done to me. Honey, it's not pretty. Medication's such a mess. I'm just not worth the stress. I need something that won't go wrong. I need gone like the summer sun. When the winter comes, seasons change, girl. Turn the page, girl. Your touch left me as cold as stone. A remedy is still unknown. I'm a desperate man. Desperate man. You could see the damage that you done to me. Honey, it's not pretty.
It's not pretty, no.
Medication's such a mess. I'm just not worth the stress.
I need something that won't go wrong.
Won't go wrong.
This pain is gonna bind you now. Oh, no.
It out. Here comes something you never dreamed about. Life is so unpredictable. That's the way it is. Get a little hard to bear sometimes. Things out of nowhere to blow your one thing I know for sure, yeah,
life and let life flow. You got to let life flow. 1 minute you up, the next minute you down. You can't stay there, keep your feet on the ground. Life is so unpredictable, that's the way it is. Let life flow.
Kenny Neal. He just won the Living Blues Awards for that album, Let Life Flow. It's on Blind Pig Records. He has a cable access show over at the Community Media Center for the last 3 or 4 years. And the program manager has been my guest today, Rebecca Becky Saunders. And Becky, great job today.
Oh, it's been a pleasure, Bert. I'll come back anytime. Thank you so much.
We would love to have you anytime. And we want to let everybody know the show will go up on Radio for All within the next 24 hours. Radio, the number for all. And can you give any relatable links that folks could go to find out about you, your email?
Just email me, becky@midpenmedia.org, and I can just hook you up with Brad at the Youth Services for Youth Music, and then we have American Songwriter, and we had just music-related stuff going on there all the time.
And you have that thing coming up on the 17th.
On Wednesday, August 17th, it's the song competition with West Coast Songwriters. We're co-producing it with them. It's going to be awesome. Come and perform for us. Send me an email to find out more. Okay.
Becky, thanks so much. What are we going out with?
Okay, now this is crazy. Total departure here. I went to Tucson and stumble-bummed onto this club, and I heard this cumbia music. The song is Es Cumbia Mia, and it's from Sondadero Berbobala. And they're amazing. This is playing off their MySpace page. I can't find their music anywhere, but it's totally different. I must have danced for 4 hours.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
never grown untrodden by intuition. I come humbled, head down, crawling, then beaten. Hope I'm worthy to let this fire fly. Illuminate my mind. Find a place in me to reside. Light me from the inside. I choose a life beyond me. But first must rid myself of all, so there is nothing to impede. And I'm unstoppable. To fall, to lose, to die.